robot or not, is supported by Hover.com. When you have a great idea, the first thing you need to do is get a domain for it. Save 10% on your domain name at Hover using the promo code at the end of the show.
Robot or not,
robot or not.
John, you've been in web development a long time. So I need your opinion about robots.txt.
That is an absurd one. No.
This is an absurd one.
Yeah, as much as I have a disdain for the idea of encoding file type information in the file name, there is in the file name something that tells you what this is, .txt. This thing is a text file.
So robots.txt is a thing that web servers have, and they serve it out to say what kinds of devices
robots,
are allowed.
That's what it's thinking. The robots, well, the robots.txt refers to, it's like, oh, those robots, those automated programs that come and scan the website, and I have a sort of an opt-in thing where if we all follow this protocol, when you come scan my website, you're supposed to request this text file, look at it, tells you what you're supposedly allowed to do and not to do. It's just purely advisory. Mm-hmm. It has no enforcement mechanism, but the robots, the eponymous robots that robots.txt is talking about, are the programs that are coming to scan the website, and those also are not robots. They aren't artificial intelligences. They're just programs.
What should we call robots.txt then?
It's just fanciful. You can call it, as someone mentioned earlier, when Merlin talks about you should put it in the robot, we're talking about the Skype chat window. Also, yeah, not a robot.
Not a robot. We asked the people at Hover what they thought about this week's episode, and they said it was obviously not a robot. It was a text file. And that's why you can save 10% on a domain at Hover by using the offer code NOTARobot.
Robot or not.